Much of the story about the coronavirus pandemic has been told in numbers. The number of people who've gotten sick, the number of points the stock market has dropped, the number of people who filed for unemployment. But behind each of those data points is a person whose life has been turned upside down, a person whose economic well-being has been challenged. To bring those stories to the forefront of our reporting, we want to hear from you. To explain, WBUR's Adrian Ma joins us now, not from the studio, but from his apartment. Hi, Adrian.
Hi, Bob.
So tell us what you're working on, Adrian.
So I should say I'm a business reporter here, which means usually I love talking about numbers and statistics. But you know, these past few weeks, it just felt like we are being bombarded.
Well, that's exactly right. It seems like every hour we have new statistics to report about the outbreak or the economy.
That's right. And as important as those numbers are, it can also be easy for that to overshadow the individual human stories and for those to go unheard and unseen. And that's why we're asking for help. Starting today, we've set up a survey on WBUR.org, and we've nicknamed it My COVID Economy.
My COVID Economy?
That's right. And we're asking folks to tell us, how has the coronavirus crisis impacted your economic life? It's a short questionnaire where you can tell us your story. And if you want, we'll get in touch for an interview and maybe even put your story on the radio.
All right. Well, give us a sample of what you're trying to get at here, Adrian.
I'll give you one example from a guy I met recently. Tom Dantman has been driving for Lyft full time for about a year. And I met him when I was out in the field recently, and he picked me up. And as he was driving along, he told me his income in recent days has dropped about 80 to 90%.
Yeah, I mean, I'm making just a small fraction of what I was making formerly. So I've been out on an average of 16 hours a day, just trying to pick up rides here and there where I can.
16 hours a day?
Yeah, well, I have to take a six-hour break every 12 hours. I work 12 hours, take a six-hour break, work another 12 hours. I'm not driving the whole time, honestly. I'm mostly sitting around and kind of take little naps here and there in between, but... You know, just trying to get by, I guess.
Tom says he's working twice as hard for half the money, and that's forcing him to rethink some of his long-term plans. For instance, he's been living with his family in the South End and was planning to move out at some point, but now he says he's not so sure.
What are you worried about right now?
How long is this all gonna be happening? I mean, because they say it could be several months of this, so... I was saving up to get my own place, but now that my income is mostly gone, I honestly don't know what I'm going to be doing a month from now either. So.
Just like Tom, thousands of people in our region are seeing their economic lives disrupted by this pandemic. And to give the public a full picture of what that means, we want to collect as many of their stories as we can. And this is where listeners and readers, you can help. Maybe you've had to shutter a business, or... maybe business has suddenly taken off. Maybe you've been laid off, or you've found a new line of work. And maybe this moment has you considering a big life change. In short, if the coronavirus has made a major impact on your economic life, good or bad, we want to hear about it. So to share your story, go to wbur.org/mycovideconomy. That's my COVID economy.